Welcome to Mid-Track Breakdown Development with Simple Racks, an intermediate Ableton lesson designed for drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to make a 16-bar breakdown feel tense, heavy, and totally purposeful using three compact racks and just a handful of macros. No third-party plugins required. Let's dive in. First, lesson overview. Today you'll build three racks, an Atmoser pad rack for evolving texture, a drum chop rack to morph your groove into chopped and halftime feels, and a riser slash impact rack for tension and release. We'll also set up a bass bypass chain so your sub stays present, and automate four macros to control the whole section. Target tempo for this walkthrough is 174 BPM, but anything from 170 to 176 works for DNB. Project setup and timeline. Create these tracks: a MIDI track for pad Atmos rack, a MIDI or audio track for drum chop rack, an audio track for riser impact, a dedicated bass track, and two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Place the breakdown where you want it. In this example, I'll use bars 65 through 80 for a 16-bar breakdown. Loop that region while you're actively designing and automating. It helps a lot. Now, the Atmos pad rack. Create an instrument rack on a MIDI track. Build at least two chains. Chain 1 is a looping pad and simpler, set to classic or loop mode. Duplicate that chain and detune the duplicates slightly, for example minus 6 and plus 6 cents, to create a wide, thick pad. Chain 2 is a field recording or noise layer, a processed recording with a high pass around 200 to 500 Hz so the low end stays clean. Add a light saturator after that chain to add texture. After the chains, add an auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass. Start the filter center around 600 Hz. Add reverb either as an insert or using the reverb return. Size between 60 and 70% and decay around 4 to 6 seconds for a big space without drowning everything. Then add an EQ8 and roll off below 40 to 60 Hz to protect the sub, and a utility for stereo width control. Map 4 macros. Macro 1 controls the auto filter frequency, but do not map 0 to 100%. Instead, map a musical range such as 200 Hz up to about 8.5 kHz. Macro 2 controls the reverb dry slash wet from around 10 to 60%. Macro 3 controls utility width. Map roughly 10% up to 160%, so you can tighten the stereo image for builds and open it for releases. Macro 4 controls the noise chain level or send to reverb, so you can bring in texture without re-echoing everything. A practical tip: right-click the chain volume of your noise chain and map that to macro 4 for precise control. Next, drum chop rack. Start by slicing a drum loop into a drum rack. Right-click the audio loop and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients, and use Complex Mode for free drums. Clean out any unnecessary slices and keep 6 to 12 key slices you want to chop with. After the drum rack, add devices like Beat Repeat for glitchy motion, an auto filter for tone shaping, and a compressor to glue the output. Typical beat repeat settings to try are interval 1/16, grid 1/16, low chance around 10 to 20%, and decay between 200 and 500 milliseconds. Create two main chain states and control the blend with the rack chain selector. Chain A is the full groove, normal slices and full energy. Chain B is chopped or halftime. You can build this by creating a separate chain and using MIDI effects, an arpeggiator set to a low rate, or an LFO modulating pitch and timing, or even use scale techniques to effectively slow the groove. Map the chain selector so one macro blends from full groove to chopped state. Map three macros here: macro 1 for drum chain blend, macro 2 for beat repeat chance or intensity, and macro 3 for a high pass filter to keep the drums from muddying the sub. Keep ranges tight and musical. Don't let the high pass sweep into thinness unless you want that effect. Now the riser and impact rack. Use an audio track loaded with a long noise or riser sample. Put devices in this order: utility for gain, then pitch control. You can use sampler or map clip transpose, but sampler inside a rack gives you a clean macro mappable transpose range such as minus 12 to plus 12 semitones. Add an auto filter for cutting lows as the riser climbs, add echo sync to 1/8 or 1/16 with moderate feedback, and a long reverb tail to taste. Put a saturator or glue compressor at the end for coloration. Map 3 or 4 macros here, one for transpose across about minus 12 to plus 12 semitones so you can sweep pitch up, one for reverb dry slash wet, one for filter frequency usually an HBF so the riser thins as it rises, and an optional macro for an instant hit or impact by mapping a reverse hit chain's volume. For classic energy, automate the transpose to ramp during the last four bars of the breakdown, say plus 6 to plus 12 semitones. Bass bypass and preserving low-end weight is critical. On the bass track, create an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is sub-only. Low pass at roughly 160 Hz and minimal processing. Chain 2 is the full bass with distortion and mid-range content. Map a macro to crossfade between these chains during the breakdown. That way you can keep the sub audible while removing mid-range energy, so the mix remains powerful and the drop hits hard. Also ensure the sub is mono below around 120 to 150 Hz using utility. Arrangement and automation ideas for a 16-bar breakdown. In bars 1 through 4, ease into the breakdown. Reduce drums to around 50% via your drum chop rack macro. Partially close the pad filter. Bars 5 through 8, open the pad filter and raise reverb and noise texture. Morph the drums to chopped at about 60%. Bars 9 through 12, push the drums to full halftime chops. Crank reverb on the pad and begin the riser transpose from -12 up toward positive territory. This audio version is shortened for playback.